As the impeachment trial of President Trump moves into a question and answer phase today, the next major question the Senate faces is whether to call any witnesses. Democrats say apparent revelations in a yet-to-be-published book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton raises questions that must be addressed before the vote on removing Trump from office. They want Bolton as a witness. But some Republicans argue it's too late to start examining new allegations, and witnesses, they say, will delay the process. With us this morning to talk about all this is House Democratic Leadership Member Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who's vice chair of the Democratic Caucus. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bob.
So let's start this way, Congresswoman. Is the heat on Republicans now to decide what to do about Bolton?
It is. What we have seen from Trump's lawyers is that they could not and did not defend him on the facts. And their efforts to deflect, distract, distort the truth has run straight into John Bolton saying he is willing to come testify and portions of his manuscript leaking into the press that clearly says there is a direct line from the president to this withholding of aid in order to gain a political advantage for the president. It's the crux of this abuse of power claim. And what we had was the incredible situation of the attorneys for the president saying, well, this is an unsourced allegation. Well, what do you do when you have an unsourced allegation? You call the witness. And we can see from polling that came out yesterday, this is what the American people expect the Senate to do. Call witnesses, have documents, have a fair trial for this very serious proceeding. And the pressure is on for the Senate to do that.
What do you make of arguments from the president's aides who are urging senators to wrap up the impeachment trial quickly or face the prospects of legal fights that drag on for weeks or even months into the 2020 campaign season as they fight against John Bolton from taking the witness stand?
They have always been in favor of wrapping this up as quickly as possible. And the entire way that this trial has been structured in the Senate is to get to acquittal with the least amount of time and facts being spent on this trial. And what we have seen is that the facts keep emerging. We've had the OMB ruling saying that the president illegally withheld this aid. We have a tape of the president that came out with him telling Lev Parnas to take Marie Yovanovitch out. And now we have Bolton, backed up by former Chief of Staff John Kelly, who said yesterday he believes John Bolton's account, saying that the president directly ordered that the military aid for Ukraine be withheld in order to get an investigation into political rival Joe Biden.
Any regrets about how the House handled the process? Do you wish that you Democrats had taken more time to try and get Bolton's direct evidence and other evidence on the record before it went to the Senate, where now the question of whether you'll get Bolton or the direct evidence is up in the air?
I have no regrets. What we did is exactly what we said we would do, which is follow the truth. And the evidence is overwhelming and uncontested. We asked John Bolton to come many times to testify and went back after different court rulings came in, and he refused. This is the trial portion of the impeachment proceedings. This is where witnesses come. If the Senate does not call witnesses, this will be the first impeachment trial in the history of our country where no witnesses are called. We cannot let this just be a cover-up. And this must come to an end and give the American people and what is called for under our Constitution a fair trial. And we can't have a fair trial with no documents and no witnesses.
I'm wondering if I might ask as the last question, as you watch events play out in the Senate, do you believe that the question of removing President Trump remains unsettled today, or do you believe, as many do believe, that there's no question the Republican-controlled Senate will eventually acquit this president?
I think we don't know the last chapter of this. If we look today, I would say that the Senate will continue with the plan that's been laid out by Mitch McConnell, that this impeachment trial will be done with full cooperation with the White House to get to acquittal as quickly as possible. But the truth is emerging, and facts keep emerging, and the American people are watching, and their resolve is growing to have witnesses. And looking at the evidence, the American people are falling in favor of removing this president, so that he cannot be allowed to interfere in our election in 2020.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, Vice Chair of the Democratic Caucus in the U.S. House, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning and for our continuing Morning Edition conversations.
Thank you so much, Bob.